The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Kelly joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Kelly. What's going on?
Hi, guys. Okay, I didn't know what else to do. I just had to call you guys. I'm really upset right now.
Oh, yeah. You're really at the end of your rope if you're calling us. What's what are you upset about? What happened? How can we help?
This is my husband and my husband Mike's and my first Christmas together.
Okay.
We got married earlier this year, like back in April. And
congratulations.
Congrats.
Thank you. I've been really excited, and I decided that I wanted to make Christmas cards. So I got these beautiful Christmas cards made.
Mm-hmm.
Got them, ordered them in the mail. Once I got them, I looked at them. I was so excited that I couldn't wait to show my husband. But then I showed him, and he freaked out. Like, he was so, I don't even know what it was, but he refused to send them to people. He was like, we can't possibly do this.
Oh, because he didn't like your Christmas card?
Yeah, like, I don't even know what was wrong with it, but, like, he looked at the picture, which I thought was perfect, and then he was like, oh, no, this is, like, we can't possibly do this.
What was the picture of?
Yeah, what was wrong with the picture?
There's nothing wrong with the picture. We're on the couch. We're in front of the tree and the fire. Like, I'm in this, like, beautiful little red dress that I bought for Christmas, and he's in his suit, and we're, like, having this little kiss. I don't, what's wrong with that?
Right. Okay. And you love it and he hates it.
Well, no, it's like he like refuses for anyone else to see it. Like he detests it.
Okay. All right. Let's call Mike and find out why he's being a Grinch.
Okay.
Hello.
Mike.
Who's this?
Mike, good morning. It's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. We host the morning show.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on?
Mike, we've got your wife, Kelly, on the phone.
Hey, Kels. What's happening?
Hey, Mike.
Well, she called us because she's upset that you were upset about your Christmas card. She's not really sure why you detest it so much.
We've already gone over this. We don't need to talk about this. Come on, that's there and gone.
Well, Mike, do you think you could maybe tell us what you think is the problem with the card?
Yeah, are you Jewish or something? I mean, what are we missing?
No, the card is just so inappropriate.
Why?
It's like us having this like lustful moment in front of the tree. It's not right. That's all.
It's inappropriate?
Yeah. She's, like, wearing this, like, tight red dress and like, literally grabbing a hold of me like she's going to, like, eat me up. I mean, it's just, I can't send it out to my friends and my coworkers. No. There were other cute pictures that we took that we can pick from. We don't have to pick that one.
Kelly, is that true? Does it look like you're about to eat him up, as he said?
I don't think that's the case at all. We're just having this modest little kiss. It's beautiful, and it looks like the best picture sent to me.
No, it was definitely riding the line of pornography.
Well, that's not good.
Wow, that's interesting.
Oh, my gosh, it was not pornography. We were just having it. There's nothing wrong with two married people sharing a kiss.
That picture looks like we were about to do more than just that.
Okay, all right. Hang on one second. We have some people on the line that maybe want to comment.
Oh,
no. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Is it inappropriate to be making out on your Christmas card? Okay, good.
Huh.
Taylor.
Hello.
Hi, Taylor. How are you?
Good.
What do you think about this whole Christmas card thing?
I think it's appropriate if they're a couple, but if they do have, like, kids in the picture, then it's a little inappropriate because then the kids might be focusing on staring at the parents.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
As far as we know, it's just the two of them.
Okay, if it's just the two of them, then that's appropriate, but if it wasn't just the two of them, that would be inappropriate.
Yeah.
Right.
Because, I mean, the other thing you don't realize is maybe if they're, let's say they're sending the card out to somebody that has kids, and the kids are going to see it, maybe. How old are you, Taylor?
I'm 11.
You're 11. Okay, yeah. Like, would you be shocked if you opened up a Christmas card at home and you saw, like, a couple making out on the couch?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
All right. Hey, thanks for calling me. Appreciate it. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Karen from the South Side. Good morning, Karen. How are you? Oh, Karen, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what do you want to say about the maybe too sexy for holidays Christmas card?
It's funny because I actually chuckled about it a little bit because I've had the same situation. I completely agree with Mike. I don't think it's appropriate to send out.
Oh, did you receive a sexy card or did you take one yourself?
No, I had one taken myself and I thought it was cute. And then I kind of looked at it and I was just like, yeah, it's just not something. When you have intimate moments like that, whether or not you're doing anything or not, I think those are pictures for yourself, not something that you're going to send out and put on someone's refrigerator.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
Like, I was just listening to Taylor as well, and that was my concern, too, is that, you know, if people with children see it, it's a little bit more risque than just sending it out to your, you know, one of your girlfriends that you... You know what I mean?
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. We have these friends who are really like, they're both like, they look like fashion models.
Yeah.
And before they had kids, they went to Paris for like Thanksgiving. So they took their Christmas card photo there. Mm-hmm. And they're standing on a bridge and they're both like dressed impeccably and they look gorgeous and they're smiling at each other.
Uh-huh.
And it was like really, it looked like an ad for, you know, some kind of catalog.
Right. That's cute.
But if they'd like, yeah, if they were like making out or something, it would have been totally inappropriate.
Yeah. I mean, even kissing, I think, is fine. It's just like if it gets to the point where it looks like more than just kissing, it's weird.
If you can see tongue on the Christmas card,
yeah.
Then it's a problem.
Exactly.
This is Sherry. Sherry in Arlington. Hi, how are you? Sherry, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Sherry, what's your take?
I think it's appropriate for them to send the card out because, you know, what the kids do see it and they put it on the wall or the refrigerator. I don't know. It's just not appropriate.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, you definitely don't want to display a card like that. Although probably if you get a card like that in the mail, someone's hiding it under the bed or, you know, nightstand or something. Kelly, look, a lot of people are saying, you know, if you have other photos, maybe you guys could find one that you agree on that's maybe not so, you know, erotic and more, I don't know. Mike, what did you said there was another picture you liked better.
Oh, yeah. There was one where we were just sitting on the couch and we were just holding hands. I mean, it honestly, it was cute.
It was cute.
I
yeah.
Liked it.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I want people to think I'm cute the whole. I want people to be like, Mike, I don't want people to be jealous of us. I want people to be like, you're the hottest couple around. Like, you guys are so lucky to find each other. That's what I want.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
and that's what Christmas means to you?
that is the true meaning of Christmas is to rub everything great in your life in your friend's face on a Christmas card. Hang on one second. You two. It's the Big A Morning Mess.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.